بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، الحمد لله. By the sheer grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are now on part 32 concerning spiritual discourses, and we are discussing the merits of modesty and humility. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, those who are humble in this world are blessed. They will gain high rank on the day of resurrection in the highest heaven. Those who keep their minds pure in this world are blessed. They will gain the sight of Allah on the resurrection day. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when Allah gives a servant guidance of Islam, fine figure does not put him to any place of dishonor, and gives him the quality of humility, he becomes dear to Allah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, modesty does not increase, but progress. So be modest. Allah will bestow mercy on you. Once the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taking a meal. At that time, a black man being attacked with smallpox came and was trembling before him. The neighboring men were going away from him. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam kept him seated by his side. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah gives four qualities to a man whom he loves. Silence in divine service, reliance on Allah, modesty, and renunciation of the dunya. Now we can see the merits of being modesty, of being modest and humble coming forth. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, those who are humble in this world are blessed. They will gain high rank on the day of resurrection to the highest heaven. Just for being humble, Allah will give benefit in this world and they get high rank on the day of resurrection. And those who keep their minds pure in this world are blessed. When you keep your mind and heart pure, that means you do not have malice, you do not have jealousy, you do not have anger, you do not have greed, you do not have vanity, you do not have quality of lying, you do not have arrogance. When the heart is clean, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He classifies you blessed. Why? Because these, as stated, there are two types of qualities. Akhlaq-e-hamida, akhlaq-e-razila. Good character traits and bad character traits. And a person must remove all the bad, evil, filth, muck from the heart. And this is very difficult to do unless you be with the ulama, haqqani, rabbani. Be with the ulama who do not have double standards. Be with the ulama who, when you see them, you are reminded of Allah. Be with the ulama who are straight in their transaction, who are frank in their speech, who are not fearful in saying the truth. Be with the ulama who are not possessing glib tongue and smooth tongue. Not necessarily a person is eloquent, is an orator, is a good person. Be with the ulama. Check carefully who you are with. See the person's transactions and dealings with his own family and kith and kin. And then you realize who is good, who is bad. Be with the ulama who are straight in their business dealings. Be with the ulama who are not fearful in proclaiming the haqq. be with those people who speak against the current deviated groups of the Shias, the Salafis, the Mamatis, the Qadianis. Do not be with the ulama who are fence setters, who don't say anything against their potential sponsors. Be very careful not to go into the wrong hands. Those who are having pure minds in this world are blessed. They will gain what? The sight of Allah on the resurrection day. There's very big academic discussion that in Jannat, what is the best thing? So ulama say, what is Jannat itself? Some say, no, it is to get the pleasure of Allah in Jannat. Some say, no, it is the sight of Allah. And here, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah is saying that, quoting from Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, that those who keep their hearts pure in this world, they will gain the sight of Allah on the resurrection day. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when Allah gives a servant guidance of Islam, fine figure does not put him to any place of disorder and gives him the quality of humility, he becomes dear to Allah. So when Allah blesses a person with Islam, that's one boon, and gives him good health, that's another boon. And Allah does not put you into the position, place of dishonor, that's another boon. And then Allah gives him the quality of humility, then you know that now you are becoming one who is dear to Allah. You want to know who is dear to Allah, dear to Allah? Then these four qualities. One is, a person is a Muslim. A secondly, a person is blessed with general good health. And thirdly, that the person does not go into any wrong place, a place of dishonor. Allah Ta'ala does not put a person in a position of dishonor, in a place of dishonor. And then a person is given the quality, noble quality of humility, then no, Allah Ta'ala is happy with you. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, modesty, be modest, Allah will bestow mercy on you. See, look at the quality that will bring mercy, compassionate of Allah. That be modest, Allah will bring mercy. Once Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was having a meal, at that time a black man who had smallpox came and was shivering before him. The neighboring men were going away. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept him seated by his side. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned four qualities. He said, Allah gives four qualities to a man whom Allah loves. So when Allah loves someone, Allah gives that person four qualities. So let us listen to these four qualities. Who Allah is? Nabi is saying this, that if a person has got these four qualities, then no, Allah loves that person. And this may not be comfortable for us to hear, let alone we may not even understand it. But remember that deen is based not upon akal, not upon intelligence. The deen is based upon naql, narration. And this is one great difficulty which the modernists cannot understand. And those who want to revive, review Islam shamelessly. And they, many a times, because of this concept of, you know, we should re-look at Islam, we should revisit the inheritance laws of Islam. You see, hijab was for that time, it's not for now. You see, sighting of the moon was physical eyes that time. Now we got telescopes. Now you see, the woman must be liberated. they were kept confined that for that time. Now the women have to be liberated. They have to be on par with the men. So Islam must be revisited. And you see, the laws of wuzu also we have to change, because the wuzu was for that time. Now we are living in a different world. So every other ayat of Quran Kareem, every other injunctions of Allah Azza wa Jal, every other command of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we must revisit. Why? Because we fail to understand that the deen is not based upon intelligence or the so-called dynamics have changed. Now dynamics have changed, now we must change the laws. There's no such thing. This modernistic view and approach towards Islam takes many a person out of Islam. So Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, four qualities Allah gives a person whom he loves. Silence in divine service. The person, what he does when he comes to serving Allah, he doesn't squeal, doesn't complain, doesn't quarrel, doesn't make a fuss of it, doesn't cut, measure and trim. He just does it. He doesn't object. Secondly, reliance on Allah, having tawakkul in Allah. And then doing our best, making dua. Like how Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the Sahabi came with his camel and he asked Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, should I tie my camel? Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, tie your camel, make dua. So we must do, then make dua. Don't wait for manna and salwa. Yes, Allah wants us to strive. Strive, study hard, then go and write your exam and make dua. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mercy, help, nusrat, support will come. Then modesty. This modesty, see how important it is. Why, when a person is modest, he will wear the right clothing, he will say the right thing, he will have the right hairstyle, he will talk proper, he will be like a human being. Modesty maketh the man. Modesty will make this person conform to the Sharia of Islam. Modesty will turn this person not into an animal, but will turn the animal into a man. Modesty is going to direct him towards good behavior and good personality. Modesty is going to remove pride. Modesty is going to bring humility. Modesty is going to bring compassionate and fear of Allah. Modesty is going to make the person humble, so he makes the zikr of Allah and he makes dua to Allah. And modesty is going to make this person obedient. And modesty is going to make this person's morals refined. Why? Because he's not going to have any pride and arrogance. And modesty is going to bring hospitality, generosity into a person. Modesty is going to make this person guilty that I sinned. Now let me repent with humility and sincerity, and let me now become pious and righteous. And modesty, most important, is going to take away this quality of pride. Because pride is a destroyer. Then Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, renunciation of the world. Meaning that to leave the harms of the world. Every pious personality was one who never hankered after the world. Unfortunately, these days, you will find so-called spiritual leaders, and they have got many hundreds of murids and disciples, but they are amassing wealth via their murids. They love the world, and they are fooling the public, and the public does not see through them. And that is why a sheikh, a kamil, according to tasawuf, a perfect, a good sheikh, is one who is not hankering after the wealth of his murids. So we should be very clear. and identify good personalities. And all what we have stated today denotes us who are good people. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to be with good people. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.